It's episode 201, the Cruise Dudes Podcast.
Welcome to the Cruise Dudes Podcast with your hosts, Tommy Allison and Scott Andrews. We celebrate the cruise vacation lifestyle. Got your passport and cruise card ready? Welcome aboard to our show.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 201 of the Cruise Dudes Podcast. Hello there, Scott.
Hello, Tommy. At least you said 201.
I know.
201. Say that 10 times fast.
201, 201, 200. There you go.
There you go.
I can do it. I can do it. I couldn't do it in the beginning, but I can do it now.
Well, we have a great show for today.
Yes.
We have... And not an interview, but he was doing a kind of a question answering with Bernie, the doc from the Love Boat, on his 90th birthday. He was on the Royal Princess from Princess Cruise Lines. I'm saying it because you always get on me. But he did this great, like, interaction with all of the cruisers, and we're going to listen to it today.
That's awesome. So that's where was this located?
Is this in the Piazza?
It was on a ship. Yeah.
In the Piazza.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it was actually on the Royal Princess.
Yeah.
And what's really funny about it is the cruise director didn't even know he was going to be on the ship.
Oh, wow. So
nobody knew. And I guess a lot of the crew didn't even know. All of a sudden they see him coming on.
There
and it's
he is.
Like, all right, everything is changing.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. So he was on the Royal Princess for his 90th birthday.
Did you sing happy birthday to him?
Oh, everybody did. If you go to our Instagram, you'll see us singing happy birthday.
That's awesome.
And if you want to see this interview that we're going to be playing, it will be on YouTube, and you could actually see us singing happy birthday to him at the very end. So it was really, I don't know if you're adding the whole thing into it, but it's really neat to see. He does the arm gesture, and yeah. It was really fun.
He had a lot of fun.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Awesome.
Oh, yes.
That's awesome. So I guess we're going to get over there and hear this awesome interview with cruise director Corinne, right?
Yes, Corinne and the one and only Doc from the Love Boat.
Bernie Cabell. Here we go, everyone.
Love Boat Doctor. Please put your hands together for Bernie Cabell! Is she gorgeous or what?
Finally, love is in the air for me, buddy. If it was going to be anybody, it was going to be you. It's a pleasure to have you. Come on, join us. Come and have a seat.
Am I sitting? Oh, my goodness.
There you go. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, one more time. A Bernie for that.
I was in the Navy on our side, believe it or not. And, you know, coming into San Pedro, we see my Navy ship, the USS Iowa. That was my ship. And then we come into the Princess ships. When we started out with the Pacific Princess, it was about 300 feet. And this ship that we're sitting on right now, or standing on right now, is 1,080 feet. We can accommodate so many people. Welcome. By the way, are you getting enough to eat?
We hope so. Now, today, Bernie, it's your 90th birthday.
Yes.
Yes. Did you still think that the Love Boat would be such a huge part of your life?
I never knew until I... Oh, by the way, the first doctor on Love Boat was Dickie Van Patten. He was under contract to ABC. ABC pulled him out for Eight Is Enough. And it opened it up for a number of guys to audition for the doctor. I auditioned with so many other guys. And I won, and I got to be the doctor. It was a life-changing experience for me. And I was so proud of my time. I am still so proud of my time with Princess, the most magnificent cruise line in the universe.
And Ben, you were on all 250 episodes of The Love Boat.
I was on all 250 episodes. And I loved every second. I thought of it as a paid vacation. Great, great fun, and I met so many extraordinary people. Who would like to ask about what were some of the extraordinary actors I met on Love Boat? Let's see some hands.
Yeah. Any questions? We have questions. My team are on the room with the microphones. Before our guest, did you have a favorite guest?
I had a favorite guest star for years and years before Love Boat. I had a phenomenal crush on Juliette Prowse, one of the most gorgeous actresses ever. And I got this script, Doc's Exchange. And I got very excited saying, it is a great script. And I called the office and I said, who's playing Samantha? And I looked it up and I said, just a second, let me have a look and see who it is. Oh, it's Juliette Prowse. And I said, oh my God. And there were scenes in bed. If I pass out, please wake me up, okay? Because, so I get it. There was a scene, one particular scene in bed among other scenes. she says to me, I was so nervous, I was wearing a hairpiece, and I said, if I get into bed with Juliette Prowse and my hairpiece falls off, let me know about it, because I don't want that on film. So just before it, so we're in bed, we've had an extraordinary night, and she says, you know, Charles Boyer had a scene like this with a very attractive young lady, and he said to her just before the scene started, sweetheart, if possibly during this very sexy scene, I would say, aroused. Forgive me, please. If possibly I don't get aroused, forgive me, please. And we had this lovely scene, and I did not pass out, and my hairpiece did not fall off, and it's on television.
And maybe people don't know, you actually did wear a hairpiece for the entirety of the Love Boat, right?
I wore a hairpiece on my Love Boat. Yes, I did. And one particular time, Gavin and I were chasing a young lady and we were on the deck. even on the deck. When you're on the deck and the ship is moving forward and the wind is coming at you, the handpiece moves a little bit. That's what a lot of it stays on because it's tip. It goes French clips here, French clips here, another French clip here. And I felt a little movement on the top of my head. And the director said, get Coppell's hairpiece, get his hat, get the hairpiece, put it back in a box. But that's not going to work. So I felt that. And I got my damn hairpiece. I got my damn hat. And everything worked out fine. So whenever you see a scene that was on the deck, you will see a hat pulled down tight over my head. And that was the solution to the wind and the hairpiece.
Interesting. You know, and another kind of fashion moment for you. Thankfully, they don't make us wear the shorts anymore. Were you a fan of the shorts then?
So anyone who would like to ask about some of the guest stars on the show, may we see hands, please?
Anybody got any questions on that? Oh, we've got one over there, Pauline, yes. We have a question from Patricia. She's asking, what was your very favorite episode to shoot?
What was the question?
What was your favorite episode? Does one stick out in your mind?
Oh, my favorite episode. We had Ring of Land. Raymond Lambert, the great British actor who was in, he won an Academy Award for what? Anybody know? Lost Weekend, where he was a drunk and he got over being a drunk. But I was sitting next to him on one of our cruises and he was very seduced and a great English gentleman. And it's American night, and they come around with a turkey. And he was sitting very quietly until that time. And then he said, here they come with burnt out, dried out turkeys on American night. Don't they know how to cook a turkey? When it's halfway done, you turn the damn thing over with the breast down, and you baste the turkey. He was a little violent about that. And that is the way I've been cooking turkeys ever since. And my wife, Katrina, can attest to that. That's the way you cook a turkey. And you baste it with the last half hour, and my turkeys come out delicious. Delicious. And that's the way you cook a turkey whenever you cook a turkey on holidays. Your family will appreciate it, okay? Ray Milan. Wonderful.
Oh, okay. Any more questions out there? My teammates Alistair and Pauline are around. You've got a question, put your hand in the air.
There was an episode where we had Alejandro Ray, who was a great swordsman, and he brought on this lovely lady, and he was suspicious that I was having an affair with a beautiful lady. So he challenged me to a duel. And he was supposed to corner me under some stairs and say, his line was, you livery coward. So he got to that spot and he says, you livery, he couldn't get it out. He couldn't get it out. I tried again, it didn't work. So Teddy, directing the show, says, Alejandro, come here. He whispered something in Alejandro's ear. And Alejandro comes to that spot again, and Alejandro says, you big chicken! And that was better. That was the other line.
That one worked. Any more questions? I know I saw someone behind the door with Peter. Any questions? Oh, there you go. There's a question here. Okay.
You come right over here.
This is the most glamorous movie star female that you ever worked with on the show.
Thank you. Well, Debbie Reynolds. Debbie Reynolds could not possibly be anywhere without being the center of attention. She had that thing. So at one of the cruises, we had a magician. Debbie Reynolds was not particularly excited about this magician. So she goes over to the band leader and she says, please play a fandango. A fandango? Okay. So I said, all right. And then she comes over to me. She said, Brittany, you don't do anything. You just stand there and I'll do everything. And I'll end up on your shoulders. I said, well, okay. So I didn't do anything. She went around the and she was dancing with herself and zooming this way and zooming that way. And the fandango ends and she jumps up on my shoulder. And that's Debbie. She was just that, she had that consciousness of being the center of attention. So one day, or one evening, Debbie was at our home having dinner with Ed Ames and Jeff Fleming and the ladies. And Debbie sees my son Adam, who is, I believe, in a year right now, who is now 25 and about to get married pretty soon. And Debbie cornered him when he was about maybe 2.5 years old, whispered in his ear, and she got him to duet with her with Abba Dabba Dabba, Abba Dabba Dabba. And she ended with herself and Adam on the floor, and he was kicking up his heels, and she was kicking up her heels, and that was Debbie. She couldn't help taking over the room. Debbie Reynolds.
Well, there you have it, Debbie Reynolds. Now, you said your son Adam out there. Did you happen to name him after the famous Dr. Adam Brinker?
This is what actors do. They name their children after the parts that they play. So that's how Adam got his name. It's good thing he didn't have a difficult name to pronounce. That's that little baby that he was. And he and his intended are here to watch his daddy.
There you go, Adam, right there. Give it away. Is he somewhere? Is he home? I thought I saw it somewhere. I'm sure he's very proud of you.
Adam, are you here? Adam?
Oh, there you go.
Adam, there he is.
Round of applause for Adam, everyone. Congratulations, we need
to get married soon. Congratulations, Adam. And Sophie.
Ah, there you go.
Good.
Okay. Oh, and then your other son is here as well?
That is my other son, Joshua. Joshua, take a bow, Josh.
Ah.
He knows how to bow.
And they've got to be part of this princess family as well now.
Absolutely.
The love
bubble inside,
really.
Absolutely. And another dear, dear friend, a dear talented friend, Steve Collette is here.
Oh, yes. Steve.
The most brilliant, brilliant comedian. And he's my dear friend.
Okay.
We've bonded on this cruise. Steve Collette. And you've introduced him.
There you go. Yes, our fabulous comedian this cruise. Steve is out and about. And Bernie, when I was talking to Stephen and to some of our other cruise directors, I heard there was a story about a dog being stowed away on one of the ships. Were you involved in stowing away
a dog?
A dog. Oh. Did you stow away a dog?
I almost got arrested. We were on a different cruise line because Princess wasn't going to Spain where we wanted to go. This is my wife who tells me how to do everything.
Can you hear him or is he
blurry
sounding?
Am I blurry? As long as I'm not blurry at home. That's the main thing. I pulled it away from my mouth. Huh? Okay. Maybe we go on.
You can, yes. You're just about to get arrested. Tell us what happens next.
Yes. The next thing you do is raise hands if you'd like to hear about one of the Academy Award winners. Is there a lady there?
Yeah,
yes.
Is here somebody? I think you've got a question over there.
Anybody have another
question over here? Tonight? If not, there's a lady just there in the center.
You're getting a microphone, so talk into it.
Do you get asked for medical advice often?
I get asked for medical advice for people who don't know any better. By the way, as a physician, I've never lost a patient. Neither have I ever found a patient. But I did do a medical procedure. I performed a splenectomy. Anybody know what that is? That's when someone has a problem with their spleen. I didn't know how to do it, and I connected with my mentor, who was on land, and he taught me piece by piece how to perform the splenectomy. And the lady, of course, it was lovely. The lady survived, and we became very close. And then she left the ship with her husband, John McIntyre and Jeanette Mowen. Silence is very good help.
Now, is there any other questions? Oh, yes.
We have one over here.
Oh, okay. We'll go here, sir. Our cat first.
How did you enjoy working with Elizabeth Montgomery?
I can't really totally get into it right now. Elizabeth Montgomery on Bewitched was one of the most delicious human beings. No offense, gorgeous lady.
Oh my gosh, Betty, I thought we had a connection.
Yeah, we do have a connection. But Elizabeth was an even more. I was on the list a number of times, like 100-year-old apothecary. And Elizabeth went like this to me. And she invited me into her. Into her dressing room. And she said, would you like a drink? And I said, would you? She said, of course. So I had a drink with Elizabeth Montgomery. And then she said, would you like another? I said, yes, I'd like another. And then it hit me, I realized I had first things to do as the evening goes by. And I had about 14 cups of coffee, and I sobered up right away. And I did the same thing. I said, never. Don't be a blithering idiot. Never drink if you have to do more scenes. Or speak clearly. Well, I better listen to this. And she made people working on the wish. She was like a hostess, making everybody comfortable. And I was very comfortable doing 100-year-old depository and all the other things I did on that show. It was a party. It was just a party of love and sweet. Elizabeth Montgomery. Woohoo!
Dean, okay, we've got another question over there.
So since the logo has ended, what do you miss most about the show?
It was a steady job. And you know, in the beginning of my career, I would work 2 days and go home. Maybe 3 days and go home. But long ago, you know, we got the crappiest reviews. The guy from the LA Times said, it's going to sink like the Titanic. But people liked it. So we were very, very lucky on it. We were in Spain, we were in Portugal, we were in England, we were in France. And we got residuals to this day. They keep coming with residuals. And it's very sweet. I can get a seat at the big table anywhere in the world because of the airport. It's a treat. I'm very grateful about being in the show. I'm sorry that he took it like that, but he couldn't remain in it. But he went up and did Eight Is Enough. And then Eight Is Enough did not last that long. But Loco went on and on and on and on and on. And I'm just so grateful and proud. Even getting to meet this lovely lady to my left.
Yeah, too kind. Six- or seven-year-olds who will call me Julie because they know what the love boat is. It's generational, you know, from people who are in their 90s, 80s, all the way down to our junior cruisers. You are a living legacy for us, Ben. You really, really are. I probably wouldn't have even know my job existed without the love boat. So I owe this to you as well.
Would you mind putting that in writing?
I'll see what I can do. Since it's your birthday, at least.
It's my birthday.
You can have whatever you want today from all of us here. Apart from your own business. You've got a question over here, Ben, let's see. Yes, the question is, what was it like to work with Charo?
It's funny you should ask, but to this day, I have never understood one word she said. She was and she is. She does her coochie-coochie. I'm sure she has some back problems doing that. And then somebody brings out a guitar, and she was one of the world-class flamenco guitarists. The bass in the Cucci Cucci to the plinking and the plink plink. But she was even advised to stop doing the Cucci Cucci and just to solely work on the guitar. No one in the world is more magnificent. Not in precise speaking, but in the playing the flamenco guitar. Coochie coochie.
Coochie coochie indeed. I think we've got time for a couple more questions. So Alison, what's
yes, I have a question, but also a comment. So we'll start with a comment.
Hi, I just wanted to say that I just love the Love Boat. I watched it as a kid, and I still watch the reruns today. Every Sunday, it comes on where I was at, and I'm tuned in. And you were hot then, and you're extremely hot now.
Katrina, I think I just got an invitation. But maybe I'll just fantasize it. Anybody else a question?
Yep. We do have one more question. Inquiring minds want to know about this story about the stowaway. You were arrested, and then what happened?
Okay. A stowaway doggy. A ship. Now, this was not a princess ship, because princess was not going to Spain at that time. So we got to... Where did you get to? What is that Spanish port? Marbella? No. Malaga. What?
Malaga?
Malaga. This is a history lesson. We got to Malaga and there was a little puppy, a beautiful little doggy, sitting on the dock with his paw like this, begging for food. And we were being whisked to a party in Malaga, in Marbella, beautiful Marbella. We got drinks, we got food, we got everything. People were so lovely to us. We come back to the dock, the puppy is still there. And I was saying, oh, God, we can't just let the puppy perish on the dock without any food. We were just drunk enough to bring the puppy onto the ship. And as soon as we got into our cabin, everybody started bringing food for the black puppy. And if the captain had found out that we had brought a stowaway doggy onto the ship, he could have thrown the dog into the sink. Into the sea. So there was so much food on the ships, so people kept bringing him food, all kinds of food. And they discovered he had ticks on him. So we put him in a bathtub and cleaned him off, got the ticks off, and told him, look, don't you just pull off the tick. You gotta put a lighted cigarette over the tick. And the tick would bring its legs up and the tickle would hurt him. We brought him home with us, and we had other dogs at home in Tarzana, California. And he lorded over all the other dogs. We called him Lucky, ahora se dice en español, suertudo, suertudo. That was lucky. And he learned the lesson. Finally died of old age. And we love suertudo, to be lucky. And Katrina, being a sentimental lady, she brought him, she put his neck thing up on my office wall. And we always remember that little doggy who we loved so much. Anybody else with a question? Yes?
Someone wants to know, out of all the cast members that you work with, which one was the funniest?
The funniest cast member was probably Fred Grandy. Fred Grandy was a Harvard graduate, magna cum laude, a brilliant, brilliant young man, and Fred and I wrote some of the episodes together. And we felt that at one point, Teddy was being undervalued, so we wrote Isaac's history lesson for Teddy, and it went very, very well. Teddy had a girlfriend, and we had Scatman Crothers play the guy who had been in the Negro Leagues, and he loved baseball so much that he remained on the in the baseball stadium, selling peanuts and popcorn just to be near the game and near the players. So that was, I thought that was a brilliant episode. Teddy was happy with a girlfriend who was studying black history. Anyway, one of the things I'm so happy about Lovebird was the cast loved each other. And we loved Gavin so much. Gavin, of course, as you know, passed away. And we celebrated his life, his leadership. And he was the great leader of us all over the world. Gavin McLeod, rest in peace. Rest in peace, Gavin. Any other questions?
We have one over here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of storylines in the Love Boat, and some have dealt with ghosts and magic. Did you ever receive a script and look at it and go, this is too weird, this is way out there, what a weird story?
We didn't have scripts like that. We had scripts that were made to please. And I think we did a pretty decent job in pleasing. If I could speak clearly, I could be a professional actor. But sometimes my tongue gets in the way. Anyway, no, all of our scripts were pretty pleasant. And that was our whole point, is to make people feel good. And it succeeded. I'm very tickled about that. I look at reruns all the time. I said, look what I looked like 40 years ago. Not 40 anymore. Any other?
Any more? Not for any more. I think you're going to take some photos in a minute, aren't you, Bernie?
Okay, sure.
Now, this evening, we're going to carry on our celebrations with Bernie. We're going to have our Love Boat Piazza Party at 8:30, where I think we've got a couple of surprises for you, Bernie. But I think, seeing as everybody's here and you are here, there's a song that everybody should normally sing. On somebody's birthday. Okay, I'm not a singer, but we're all going to start on around the same notes, everybody, okay? Here we go, 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bernie. Happy birthday to me.
Thank you for coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're so happy that you could join us on this special occasion. Bernie will be staying around for a few moments to have some photos with you, but please let's arrange the room so they can hear us in Ketchikan. Bernie, come back!
Thank you so much.
Well, I really enjoyed that. You know, one thing I forget all the time is that Bernie replaced Dick Van Patten.
Yes.
And he, Dick Van Patten, he was the doc in the...
the original.
The original. Well,
not the original.
They call
the
it
the pilot?
The pilot show.
The pilot, right.
Yes, the pilot show of the Love Boat. Yes, exactly.
And he, and what was great is he actually talked about that during his answering and questioning.
Yes.
With the crew.
Yeah.
And what was really...
That's what I heard.
And what was really fascinating, I like that. What was really fascinating too is I knew he was in the Navy. I yes. knew that. But I did not know that his ship is actually in port in Los Angeles.
That's right, the Iowa.
Yes, the Iowa. That's, I mean, he was on that ship between 1956 to 1957. Man, that window is open. I could hear those cars going by, can't you?
Well, you know, it's what we're doing here.
But, I mean...
Working. We're good.
Well, it...
Go ahead.
There it goes. Vroom, vroom,
vroom. Well, it's podcasting really, in the living room. That's what happens.
Well, it's hot. It's hot.
It's a little warm.
You gotta have some stuff. But it's really... What's interesting, too, is he didn't really cover it, but he has been acting in shows since 1961. And so, since 1961, he's been in over 100 TV and film shows. 100.
Yes.
He's also a writer.
Yes.
And his latest, I guess you would say, season that he did was he was on Be Positive. Did you ever see that show, Be
Positive? No, I didn't see it.
Be Positive was about a girl who came into a lot of money and she takes over a senior citizen's home. Mm. And he was actually one of them that was in there. And it was really funny. He did maybe 8 or 9 episodes of that. But he did
check that out.
That, and also he did, I believe, the episode Under the Sun. I believe that was that's what it was called. It for Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, so okay.
He played both of those in 2022. But I mean, you listen to what he's done. It's
I think I remember him most from obviously The Love Boat, but also Get Smart, where he was Siegfried.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know, with Don Adams. And
huh? He did the movie, too, in 2008.
Yes, he did. He did.
Siegfried, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Very popular character on Get Smart, the comedy.
How about this one? The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Yes.
He was on that. And one of my favorite, I used to grow up with this, before Love Boat, McHale's Navy.
All right, right, with Tim Conway.
Oh, yes.
And who else was in there? I forget that. I got to think. I'm trying to think of the...
Which one?
The guy that was the captain. What was his name?
Oh, I know. I see it right now.
Yeah, that was a fun show.
It was, and that was when it was black and white, and then all of a sudden it went to color.
Right, right.
And that would have been a question to ask him. How did you feel going from a black and white show into color? What? Because he was going over like his hair pieces and how they would fly off during bedroom scenes. Oh, wait, I shouldn't say that, but he talks about that. But I mean, he's done everything. Bewitched. He was on Bewitched. He was on Green Acres. I mean, The Flying Nun.
Yep.
This guy has been on every single show. He's touched every single show. Every single one. Even in Saturday Night Live, this was a good one. Saturday Night Live, for all those Trekkie fans out there.
Yeah.
He was the doctor on The Next Generation.
Oh, my.
Yes. So he actually did that, too.
I got to look that one up.
Oh, my. It's
I got to look that one up.
That was, I mean, he has so many talents. And now, you know, with his sons and his wife that go with him during these things, it's a family affair now.
It is. It is. He loves cruising, and he likes to pop up on those West Coast cruises. So, yeah, keep an eye out for him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's done everything from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Really? Mm-hmm. He did that. So he has done everything. And if you guys go to Google him, just Google him, and they'll pull up his
his IMDb.
Oh, you don't even need. He has a Wikipedia, and it is pages long. But you'll like this one. On top, you put it in, and guess whose interview is right up on top?
I don't know.
Yours.
Oh.
Your interview with, it says Fred and
Fred
Bernie.
Grandy, yeah. and Bernie Capel.
And
oh, wow.
It's right there. So,
well, I'll have to Google myself.
Well, just Google him and you'll see yourself.
See myself.
You'll see yourself. But
that's awesome.
That was
a fun interview.
All of it was fun. That was during the
Love Boat Reunion cruise.
Love Boat Reunion. We've seen him on so many things throughout the years with us.
Yeah.
And it was honestly, when we went to Alaska, I didn't know he was going to be on the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so enjoyable because he brought that pizzazz.
Yep.
Back to cruising.
Yep.
And I even got my Love Boat shirt on and danced, okay?
There you go.
I danced during that whole... I did it.
It got you motivated.
I danced. Yeah,
very
a lot.
Good.
But,
good,
you know...
Good on you.
Hopefully, he will keep on going. Now, do you know what his first movie that he ever did was?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
The first movie he ever did was called The Whispering Smith. And guess what he played?
Mr. Smith that whispered.
No, he was a roulette dealer and he played himself.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And that was in 1961. I mean, this guy has, if you look at him from 1972, I think he did at least 15 shows. You know, and while he was doing Love Boat, he was doing guest appearances on all the other shows too. So, I mean... It's like
he kept going. He didn't stop.
No.
He rode the wave.
He's a writer too.
Yes.
And
yeah, so I knew that he wrote too.
He has
yeah,
a he, lot of shows that he's been writing. The only thing I never saw was if he ever directed. And God help anybody who he would direct. It would have been, I would have loved it. He would have had made sure everybody had a hairpiece. You know,
thank God we don't need hair pieces.
Not yet. But can you picture?
I'm fine.
Can you picture him going? No. I need everybody to have a hair piece.
Yeah,
I want the wind on right
turn
now.
Turn on the fan.
Because that was one thing about the interview when you were listening to it.
Uh-huh.
When he was talking about the his hair piece, and how the director would go, "Is his hair piece on? Make sure that hair piece is on." But. An incredible man. He has an incredible family. And I love the Love Boat. Love the Love Boat.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that. That was very good. I enjoyed it. And I hope our listeners really enjoyed that as much as we did.
Yeah. And also go online, Google him, and see what shows he's been in. Because if you Wikipedia it, they will actually have the show and you could click on it. And we'll show
there you go. So
like
you get
Star
your,
Trek. I mean, I was like,
I gotta
that
see that one.
Is cool.
I'm gonna go look that one up tonight. That's awesome.
It is. What?
Well, thank you for sharing
individual.
All that information.
Yes. And again, if you want to hear it, you just did hear it. If you want to see it, go to our YouTube channel, and you can. Check out this video. It's about, I think, 23 to 30,
about 25 minutes.
25 minutes. And then keep on going down. And in that section, you will see your interview with him. And you could go ahead and check that out. And what I'll do is I'll put in when he was doing the discovery. Remember how he christened, but he was out there doing the dance.
Oh, you're talking about Sail Away Party. Yeah, on the Discovery Princess.
Yeah,
yes,
I'll add that too. So
yeah,
everybody
that's fun.
Everybody can see just how much
Mr. Energy.
He is. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah, everyone's yelling and screaming.
He has so much energy from
I know.
All
and he,
of them.
And he gets it from everyone too.
Yeah.
He just like energy. Rah,
remember
I love
that,
this.
You did the what was it on the question and answering. Was that on the Discovery or was that?
Yes.
Oh, that was the Love Boat, the reality Love Boat he was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
It?
I actually have another interview we'll share with you of all the cast from the Love Boat.
Oh, let's
and,
put that
and
on.
We'll put that on. You know, we have so much stuff. We'll put that on and up.
Well, we could upload that onto the YouTube so yep. Then we could have... 1, 2, 3, and they could listen to
all of them. Yeah,
all of them.
Yep. We'll definitely get it over get that up on YouTube as well.
All right.
Just so much.
I'm so excited. I'm sorry. I'm just like excited because he.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. I mean, you didn't expect it. It was like, here we go. And then he did this whole question and answer thing.
Did he get to meet the people? Oh, yes. Yeah.
He did a lot of meet and greet and take pictures.
What is your cat doing to my bag? It's never going to be my bag again.
Oh, he's going to go inside of it and sleep in it. There he goes.
Is he going inside my bag?
Yeah, he is. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
That is, so, I don't think he'll fit, but that's, he loves
to go into, I can't.
But yes, he did one portion. What they did is they brought out a princess background. And mm-hmm. he was taking pictures with
that's
everybody.
Nice. Oh, and, that's really nice.
And he went as far as he could to do. You could tell because he's 90. When I'm 90, I want to go in. He just kept on going.
Where do you want to go in? Like a coffin or something like that?
No. But you know what? He was like your dad. You know where the pictures were taken?
Yeah.
Right by gelato.
No, there you go. Hey, you know what? I would be just like, hey, I'm going to sit down here. If they want to come up and take a picture, just make sure I have enough ice cream and water and, you know, and
that's
I'll just smile and say thank you for coming and I appreciate your good wishes.
Yeah. And I think that's
what I would do.
But you should see these people. I was waiting for the ladies to start throwing their underwear at them. I mean, the women were just like, oh my gosh, it's Bernie.
When we saw Gavin McLeod the last time on the Regal Princess, and that was the...
That was his last one, wasn't
that
it?
That was his last cruise because the COVID outbreak came
right.
the next month. And that was the cruise where they did the marriage vow renewals, right?
He did yours, didn't
he? He did ours. He did ours. We were on that cruise specifically so we could do the vow renewal.
So you could say you were married by the captain?
I can say I was married. I am actually a Guinness World Record holder.
Because he married everybody.
Because he married me and also 1,700 other couples.
1,700 of your friends.
Of my closest and best friends. But what was interesting is on our cruise ship is that the day before it was over, they did a meet and greet. Yeah. And basically you just line up and just go and take pictures and things like that. And, and people brought books for him to sign. I was kind of watching what was happening. And these ladies, man, they were all over Gavin, giving him a kiss, hugging him. I mean, they just couldn't resist, you know, all handsy, you know. They were very cordial and everything like that. But I thought it was just so interesting, the power of the Love Boat and just the endurance of and the enduringness of their stardom. It just continued, you know, and even continues today, even though he's gone. I mean, people talk about him all the time, and so do, you know, and then the other cast members
and
everything like that.
And all
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, so
now,
it's
how many episodes, here's a trivia question, how many episodes did Love Boat make?
I don't know how many episodes.
250 episodes.
And it's still in syndication today. Yes, I know that around the world, over 80 countries.
And what was his name? Not just Doc. It's Doc what? What is his name?
Oh, gosh.
Come on. You'll remember it. You'll remember it. What is it?
Oh, my gosh. Doc Adam Bricker.
Bricker. Yes.
Doc Adam Bricker.
Bricker. Yes. I mean, everybody just knows him as
the Doc.
That's one of those like trivia questions. How many episodes? What is his character's name? You know, and it was a beautiful cruise. I think he enjoyed it too. He was very emotional when he saw the Iowa. Mm. And maybe he didn't really realize that it was always there. I mean, you never really know.
Hey, man, I don't know.
But
I knew. I knew it was there.
Well, it's just a battleship.
Yeah.
But it's kind of.
It's interesting. It's part of his life story.
Yeah.
It's right there and it's close by.
And he was talking about it. Mm-hmm. And that's part of this thing he was letting people in of his personal life, of you know, the Iowa of these who really he really thought was really hot acting with, his hairpiece. I mean, all of these things. And he's, when you listen to this interview, he's a person. Now, when you see the interview in YouTube that guy's head, that bald guy's head there, tried to make a move, couldn't do it, so I had to focus in, so just deal with the photo. But everybody was just like, "Guy, can you move a little bit so we can all enjoy this?"
Well, you know how it is. You know how it is.
But that's a cruiser. Yeah, everybody has their own thing. But he did a great job. I'm glad he was there. And until next time, Bernie. Keep on cruising. Am I right or what?
Yes.
It's going to keep on cruising. We're going to go get gelato. We're going to have some ice cream cake. We're going to go get a martini. We're going to go have the bartender. What's the bartender's name?
Isaac.
Wasn't it called the Isaac that he made?
Yes.
I've tried to get that, and nobody knows how to make it.
You got to go on the Discovery Princess.
Discovery
they know how to make
Princess.
It.
I think everybody should figure out.
But they
out
know how to do it.
The Isaac.
I actually have the recipe, so if anyone needs it.
Oh, there you go. Well, put it out on the, when we do this one, put the Isaac on our description so they could go home, make the Isaac while you're watching or listening to this interview.
There you go, everyone.
Oh, yes. And next time you hear this, Tom is going to be on the Discovery in Alaska in 2 weeks.
Yes, sir.
And our cruising adventures start up once again. So, Tom.
Until next time.
I'm Scott.
I'm Tommy Allison. Keep on cruising.
Have a good one, everyone.